ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Senate negotiators released the text of the bill reforming border policy and providing military assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific. This is the bill Donald Trump demands Republicans reject. Oklahoma Senator James Lankford is one of the negotiators.
If we have a crisis on our southern border, and we do have a crisis on our southern border, that is a very real national security problem. We should address that and do what we can to be able to solve that problem, not just hope it gets better or hope that an election solves an issue.
House Speaker Mike Johnson declared the bill won't even get a vote there. A state of emergency declared for Southern California as the second in a series of atmospheric river storms pummels the state. In Omaha, two off-duty Omaha cops shot and killed two men before dawn on Saturday. Authorities providing few details of the confrontation. Police say they found a handgun in the vehicle, but not much else. This is ABC News. FIFA, the governing body of soccer, awarded the 2026 World Cup final to MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Mexico City's Estadio Azteca got the opener of the 39-day tournament on June 11th. Final set for July 19th is in 2026. Semis July 14th in Arlington, Texas, and the 15th in Atlanta. The U.S., Mexico, and Canada are co-hosting the 2026 World Cup. At the multiplexes this weekend,
it was not da bomb. It was a bomb.
You and I, we're not so different. Agent Argyle,
the $200 million star-studded spy thriller from Apple Studios, debuted at number one at North American box offices, but with just $18 million in ticket sales, according to studio estimates. Ticket buyers gave Argyle a C-plus on CinemaScore. Second place was the Christian drama series The Chosen. The Beekeeper was third. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Attention jewelry lovers. Sparkle and shine with our exquisite collection at Goodman's Jewelers. From dazzling diamonds to stunning gemstones, we have the perfect piece for every occasion. Discover the timeless beauty that lasts a lifetime. Our knowledgeable staff is ready to assist you. Come visit us at 220 State Street or visit our website at goodmansjewelers.com. That's goodmansjewelers.com. Goodman's Jewelers, where every moment is a masterpiece.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two redistricting experts are throwing out two proposed sets of legislative maps drawn by Republicans, but they're not endorsing any of the remaining four proposals, all drawn by Democrats, liberal groups, or university professors. The experts were hired by the state Supreme Court as part of the justices' plan to redraw Wisconsin's political maps. New maps need to be in place by March 15th. The state Supreme Court will hear a lawsuit filed by Governor Tony Evers that the Republican-controlled legislature is obstructing basic government function. Evers filed the lawsuit after legislative leaders blocked funding for a number of state conservation programs and delayed in approving pay raises for University of Wisconsin employees. Evers argues that committees controlled by just a few Republican lawmakers are giving the legislature more power than the state constitution allows. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers hire a new coordinator. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers hired a new defensive coordinator this past week after Joe Barry was fired following three seasons with the team. Jeff Hafley is 44 years old and takes over after 4 years as the head coach at Boston College and was asked what's the first thing he taught his players.
That's a great question. I felt the biggest thing for me was at the time talking to the players, I wanted to bring some confidence to them and I wanted them to enjoy the game. It's a game. You got to enjoy it. You got to enjoy practice. You got to play with confidence. I don't want guys playing scared. I didn't want them playing tentative because they were afraid to make mistakes. I didn't want coaches just Like, what always bothered me was, you know, a DB gets beat on a goal ball and you start yelling and screaming out. Go coach him. Tell him why. Ask him what he saw. Yeah. Ask him about his first step. Yeah. Ask him what he did at the top of the route, what the split was, and then tell him what he should do better.
That's the Packers' new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With Madison area weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, some patchy fog, lows in the mid-20s, mostly sunny, 41 on your Monday. Monday night, clouds and 27. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, a high near 47, and into the low 50s for Wednesday and Thursday. That's weather on WMDX. Right now, it's 25.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of the program. It's Anything Goes Friday. I'll be picking up your calls in a few minutes and, you know, whatever's on your mind. Back, you know, for the first half of my life, I was watching presidential debates on television that were moderated by the League of Women Voters. The League of Women Voters were scrupulously nonpartisan. I think you could probably argue that back in the 50s and 60s when, which was kind of the high point of these, the Nixon-Kennedy debate was the most famous. The League of Women Voters might have even skewed a little conservative because they were mostly upper-middle-class white women who had time on their hands and, you know, high-society ladies and that kind of thing. But they, nonetheless, they did a really great job of trying to just let the voters be informed by the candidates themselves. And they asked hard questions. Now, in 88, I guess it was, George Herbert Walker Bush decided that he did not like those hard questions. He particularly didn't want any questions about, you know, Iran-Contra and the efforts by President Reagan to cut a deal with the Iranians to hold the hostages to screw Jimmy Carter in the 1980 election. So in 88, the DNC, or 87, I guess it was, the Republican Party said, we will no longer participate in any debates that are moderated by the League of Women Voters. And so the Democrats were like, okay, you know, well, we've got to have debates. I mean, you know, we got to do something. And so they came up with this thing. It was called the Commission on Presidential Debates, the CPD. Now, the commission was actually, you know, the League of Women Voters was completely politically independent. The commission was entirely dependent. It was half Republicans, half Democrats. In fact, some argue that one of its main missions was to keep third-party candidates out of the debates. But in any case, now the Republicans are saying, we don't even want to go along with that anymore. Romney McDaniel, who doesn't like to use the word Romney anymore because Mitt is now viewed as a dino or a rhino, rather, she said that the RNC, quote, is going to find newer, better debate platforms to ensure that future nominees are not forced to go through the biased CPD in order to make their case to the American people. Now, she said that back in April, and she hasn't done a thing since then, because Donald Trump doesn't want to debate. Nikki Haley would probably love to debate, and if she's the Republicans' nominee, expect to see a lot of pressure for there to be debates. But Trump is losing it, and he doesn't like to debate, and Biden doesn't speak well. He's a stutterer, has been his whole entire life. So while he's willing to debate, he doesn't always come across as the most smooth speaker. So I'm guessing that there will not be presidential debates this year, no matter what. But, you know, keep an eye on this. But what I think is amazing, though, is that the League of Women Voters was too liberal for the Republicans, and then the Commission on Presidential Debates, which they owned half of, was too liberal for them. And what do they want now? Nothing but Fox News debates? Probably. Meanwhile, Judge Engoron has paused or slowed down or whatever. We were expecting to hear a verdict in this $300+ million lawsuit that New York Attorney General Letitia James has filed against the Trump Organization, Donald Trump, and his sons and his daughter for fraud. He's already been found guilty of fraud. The judge, in a summary judgment, already determined that. There are other charges as well, though. But now it comes out that, you know, in the course of getting to that point, they had Alan Weisselberg on the stand, and he said, for example, he had been hit with a $2 million fine for some of the criminal activity that he'd behaved, that he had, you know, participated in at the bequest or at the request of Donald Trump. And he got hit with a $2 million fine. Trump then gave him a $2 million bonus. He testified in court under oath that that was merely a coincidence, that Trump wasn't helping him pay off the fine for lying on behalf of Trump. So he lied on behalf of Trump about his lies on behalf of Trump. And now Engoron is like, hey, wait a minute, I want to talk to this guy again. So this is kind of a curveball. Weisselberg also answered, I don't recall, to dozens of questions. And now we have, you know, pretty good documentary evidence that he did recall, that he did know what was going on. And Weisselberg does not want to go back to Rikers Island. The guy's in his 70s, and he already spent a couple of months in Rikers Island on behalf of Donald Trump. You know, as Trump was pouring money onto Weisselberg's family, his wife, his daughter, as I recall. So keep an eye on that one, too. This just, you know, trying to keep you informed here. And then finally, this is shocking news. First of all, I don't know why the media keeps referring to this case down in Florida about Donald Trump stealing all these classified documents and possibly selling some of them to the Saudis or the Russians. I don't know why they keep referring to it as the documents case or the Mar-a-Lago case. He is facing 30 charges under the Espionage Act. This is an espionage case. Pure and simple. But the media doesn't like calling it that because Republicans get all insulted and upset when you call it the espionage case. But it is. So in this, and we're still missing this 9-inch thick binder with all the raw data from out of Moscow, from our spies and our agents and our informants in Russia about Putin. We're still missing that. You know, the thing that probably Putin would give Donald Trump $1 billion for. And we're also missing documents that seem to have to do with Saudi Arabia, things that Mohammed bin Salman might have given Trump's son-in-law $2 billion for. But now we're discovering that when the FBI finally got up the courage to go down and search Mar-a-Lago looking for stolen documents, they walked away with over 700 documents, classified documents, that Trump had stolen from the White House criminally. And we don't know how many of them were shared with whom. They were certainly, you know, visible. I mean, they were on this stage. They were in this bathroom. And we know that there were spies who came to Mar-a-Lago, both Chinese and Russian, who presumably were checking these things out. But now we're discovering that when the FBI searched Mar-a-Lago, there was a room that they didn't search. There were actually two rooms that they didn't search. One was a closet off Trump's office. And the other was a secret room off his bedroom. If you move the TV, or the chest of drawers in Trump's bedroom away from the wall, and there's apparently a TV on top of it, if you move those away from the wall, there's a door there, a hidden door in the wall, and you figure out how to open that door, and behind that, there is a locked room. And while the FBI was searching Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump had one of his employees change the lock on that room. And when the FBI got up there, they were like, what's in that room? And he's like, oh, it's locked. It's just, you know, there's nothing there. And they were like, okay, see you later, sir. And now Jack Smith is coming out going, what? You know, this doesn't smell right. This doesn't sound right. This doesn't look right.
This guy was a spy. This guy sold our secrets to other countries. How else do you explain all the work that Vladimir Putin did for Donald Trump and continues to do for him? How else do you explain $2 billion given to his son-in-law by Saudi Arabia and another billion given to him by Qatar or by a company that was backstopped by Qatar? I think Donald Trump is probably going to go down in history as worse than Benedict Arnold, as a genuine traitor to our country. And, you know, is the FBI now going to go, are they going to reissue the search warrant and go down to Mar-a-Lago and visit that secret room? Is the fact that this is all over the media causing Trump to move everything out of the secret room right now? Whatever happened, by the way, to all those boxes of stuff that we saw being hauled out of Mar-a-Lago, put on a private jet to go up to Bedminster, New Jersey, which, to the best of my knowledge, never did get searched? You have to think that there have to be a bunch of Trump humpers in the Department of Justice and the FBI to go so light on this guy.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Benedict Arnold Trump. It's 15 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls right after this. It's Anything Goes Friday. What's on your mind? So let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. That's how it is for a lot of people. So clear out your medicine cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. I've tried it. It's great stuff. It works wonderfully. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90%, including me, said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code TOM.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Todd Alma Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do, because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water. Vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, Imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You know, it's no secret that some Valentine's Day gifts require basically no thought. You know, like flowers. Problem is, your special someone also knows that they require no thought. I have two awesome gift suggestions that are not only super easy to order, but you'll get rave reviews for your thoughtfulness and taste. I'm talking about super soft and luxurious loungewear and pajamas from Cozy Earth, the brand featured on Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. Their popular pajama sets made from viscose from bamboo, for example, are super soft, stylish, and naturally temperature regulating, so she'll sleep more comfortably all night. And you can't go wrong with their bamboo joggers. They have all the coziness of pajamas that she can wear just about anywhere. The reason I love Cozy Earth. You're golden with anything you order from Cozy Earth this Valentine's Day. And now save up to 35% on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels, and more. All backed by a 10-year warranty. Just go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for up to 35% off. That's CozyEarth.com, and the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Norma in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Norma, what's on your mind today?
First, on Wednesday, you had a guy talking about World War II. He might be interested in knowing that there were freelance American fighters, pilots, in Finland during that war. And when Finland was conquered, they flew for England and the RAF. Huh. And then they turned around and they trained a lot of the American pilots when we finally got in on how to fight the German pilots.
That's interesting. And he might know that.
Yeah, well, I have a tendency to read too much.
Good on you.
And also, if Biden is too old, why does Iowa keep sending Grassley back? He was born in September of 33.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely older than Biden. I think Ron Johnson might be older than Biden, too, although I could be wrong.
I'm not sure. I don't remember. I haven't looked him up. But and then, too, you know, you have to look at Mitch McConnell. He was born in 42, and so he and Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders are in the same age group.
Right.
But Mitch McConnell seems to have some problems.
Yeah.
But what I called about was if Texas wants to succeed from the union, are they going to try to confiscate federal property? Yeah, there's a good bit of it in Texas, including, you know, yes.
I think there's like six or seven major military bases in Texas. There's a bunch of them.
Well, how about our space program? How much of it is in Texas?
Yep, there's
and
that.
And then, too... Yeah. Do the people of Texas understand that if they become their own little country, that they're going to give up all federal funding, which would be including the Department of Transportation for works on roads and bridges and stuff? And are we going to drive around Texas to go from east to west?
Yeah. I think we have to keep in mind, Texas is a taker state, not a maker state. They're a welfare state, not a donor state. One of the funniest things I saw on Twitter a couple of days ago was some guy who was this gung-ho right-winger, and he just had this little tweet that said, if we secede here in Texas, will I still get my Social Security check?
Yes, that was one of the points I was going to make. Because if you're living in a foreign country, there are rules regarding Social Security or a federal retirement check.
Yeah.
And then, too, if you lose all the funding from the Department of Agriculture, how will you feed your people?
Mm-hmm.
SNAP, school lunches, Meals on Wheels,
right.
And WIC program. So all of that comes from the Department of Agriculture. And then you will lose funding from the Department of Education. Mm-hmm. And you won't have the EPA coming down there saying you can't dump this toxic waste into the Gulf. You know, most people don't even think about how many people have died from living too close to oil production. You know, there are clusters of cancer in a lot of those.
Cancer Alley from Texas through Louisiana.
Yes. And so I don't think that the population of Texas actually understands what would happen to them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's just no way that they can succeed. And I guess Nikki Haley doesn't have any historical facts in her head at all.
She's pandering for the fringe votes, you know? I mean, she's just taking votes wherever she can get them. She, slavery, we don't want to talk about that. Secession, sure, fine with me. I mean, she's going for the fringe right-wing voters because that's basically all that's left in the GOP.
Yeah, but what we really need to do, here we have ads running that so-and-so has been endorsed by Trump. And the only thing that we can do is to keep getting out there and talking to people.
Yeah.
And try to convince the young people that their chances of being drafted and sent to a European war are a lot less with Biden.
Yeah.
You know, he may be stalling around and fidgeting over sending aid to Ukraine. But if, you know, we don't, you know, stop Putin, we will be facing World War III.
Yeah, and China
will be on the side of Russia.
I agree.
And we can't fight both of them at the same time.
I agree. It would be a disaster. And we've already heard this. I mean, you know, we've heard this from people in China. We've heard this from the Russian foreign minister, the head of their military.
Do we really want to lose Hawaii, you know?
How would we lose Hawaii? To China, you mean?
Yeah, they
could take Taiwan and Hawaii.
Well, there are a lot of Chinese citizens who live in Hawaii, and there's been a big stink about how much property they have purchased over the years.
It's true.
People don't. Am I the only person with a map? You know, one more time.
Yeah, well, I used to be Japanese when Louise and I first started visiting Hawaii back in the '80s when we owned a travel agency. Then everybody was hysterical about all the land the Japanese were buying. And now it's the Chinese, but it's the same thing. Norm, I'm out of time. I got to run. But thank you for the call. It's always so nice to hear from you, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you very much. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls on Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, Donald Trump's lawyers would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with you. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Senate negotiators released the text of the bill reforming border policy and providing military assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific. This is the bill Donald Trump demands Republicans reject. Oklahoma Senator James Lankford is one of the negotiators.
If we have a crisis on our southern border, and we do have a crisis on our southern border, that is a very real national security problem, we should address that and do what we can to be able to solve that problem, not just hope it gets better, or hope that an election solves an issue.
House Speaker Mike Johnson declared the bill won't even get a vote there. A state of emergency declared for Southern California as the second in a series of atmospheric river storms pummels the state. In Omaha, two off-duty Omaha cops shot and killed two men before dawn on Saturday. Authorities providing few details of the confrontation. Police say they found a handgun in the vehicle, but not much else. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democrat Dean Phillips will appear next to Joe Biden on Wisconsin's presidential primary ballot. The state Supreme Court ruled unanimously Friday. They found that the bipartisan presidential selection committee should have done more to get Phillips's input on the matter. The presidential primary election is April 4th. February is American Heart Month. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. That's been the case for a century. Chrissy Myers with the American Heart Association.
Nearly half of all people in the U.S. have some type of cardiovascular disease.
A new Heart Association study finds nearly 4 out of 10 people with high blood pressure are unaware they have it. Myers says that puts a lot of people at risk for heart attacks and stroke. I'm Nate Wegehoe, Civic Media News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
With Madison area weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, some patchy fog, lows in the mid-20s, mostly sunny, 41 on your Monday. Monday night, clouds and 27. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, a high near 47, and into the low 50s for Wednesday and Thursday. That's weather on WMDX.
Right now, it's 25.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, The John and Gordy Show.
You've seen the Barbie movie, so that's the original. Did you know that Johnny Cash also had a version?
I'm a Barbie girl.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. Welcome back. It's 34 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. George in Chicago. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for all that you and your people do to to keep us educated and informed.
Thank you.
Along those lines, I think that, and you're, since you have a background in psychology, I'm sure you have insights into this, that there seems to be an aspect of mental dysfunction or disintegration or lack of basic mental health for people who are philosophically on the, whatever you want to call it, the right side of the equation, conservative, reactionary, Confederate. I say this because, and this is probably not a deep insight, that the stupidity of rebelling against the United States of America in 1861 should have been obvious to anyone with a brain. The South did not have the resources to win as long as the North was committed to win. And even if they had hung on and somehow wrangled a settlement, they would have been left drained and weakened by 4 or 5 years of all-out war, which they were. I mean, there are parts of the South that didn't recover from the Civil War until after World War II.
Yep.
You know, the boost of the economy finally brought them back. And it just, upon reflection, it seems like, okay, if the Confederate States of America had been able to move on, a resurgent and independent Mexico would have been looking at Texas and wanting to get it back. And I'm guessing that they would have been able to take it. I mean, we know about the existence of the Confederate mindset in today's South, you know, organizations like the League of the South that want to reestablish the Confederacy. Well, there's a chunk of the Mexican population that, in my mind, quite rightfully, looks to the vast lands of our Southwest, including California, that used to be part of Spanish North America and were part of Mexico, and think longingly of what a gigantic and powerful country Mexico would be if it still had all that territory.
Right.
I mean, to them, there's, you know, the lower peninsula of California, Baja California, and they refer to it, our state of California, as Alta California. I mean, the bottom line is if Texas secedes beyond the fact that they're going to lose all federal funding, I'm sure they want to secede without taking their share of the national debt with them, just like the Quebecois wanted to do back in the 90s. But the bottom line is that in unity there is strength. If the union is broken into pieces, then you know, just like nature abhors a vacuum, power abhors a vacuum, and the United States of America being broken into two chunks makes both of them more vulnerable to the predations of tyrants. And maybe there's something in the right-wing mindset that just does not allow them to see this.
Excuse me. I think, pardon me, I just inhaled something. I think that the what we're looking at here in the right-wing mindset is a combination of things. Number one, you've got a group of right-wing billionaires who really don't believe in the United States as it essentially reincarnated itself after the Civil War and then again after the Republican Great Depression. They want to take us back basically to something like the Articles of Confederation. And the reason why is, you know, they don't want to pay their taxes. They don't want to be regulated. They want their companies to be able to dump any kind of crap into the air and water that they choose to increase their profits. I mean, it's pure selfishness, but they're real and they're powerful and they are the force behind the GOP right now. So you've got that, this kind of fundamentally anti-American force that has been a major palpable force in American politics basically since the 1950s, since the Brown v. Board decision. And then on top of that, you've got a lot of average working people who are just, you know, of an authoritarian mindset. They want Big Daddy. They want a leader who's going to tell them that everything's good and I got everything under control and they don't care that much about democracy. They're freaked out about losing their white privilege.
And you throw all this stuff together, and it's just a toxic brew. And it's feeding this idea of secession, because you've got these white people in Mexico, in Texas, which is no longer a majority white state. You've got these white people in Texas who are going, we want our power back, or we want to hang on to our power. I guess, the power structure in Texas right now is almost entirely white. And so people think that secession is going to do that for them. And as you correctly point out, George, secession is just going to create a whole brand new set of problems for them, and probably worse problems. So if you could even call these things problems. But I get your point, George. George, thanks for the call. I agree. It is idiocy. Keno in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Keno, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Happy Freeze Day. You know, the Scandinavian goddess of love, for which Friday is named.
Okay.
I have a request and a question.
Yeah.
My request, 15 minutes ago, you asked the question, are there some Trumpers in the Department of Justice? Well, there's that term deep state, which supposed means liberal progressive influence in the bureaucracy. You need to invent, or the callers need to suggest, a term for the Trump humpers that are embedded in the bureaucracy, equivalent to the deep state, but represents the far right influence people there.
Good point.
That's my request.
Yeah.
The question is, Joe Scarborough on Morning Joe talks about populism. I've never had a clear understanding of what populism means. Supposedly there can be populism on the left or populism on the right. And this morning, Joe was talking about these people, Senator Hawley from Missouri, and Senator Cruz from Texas. They went to Ivy League schools, and they propose a faux populism. Could you explain sort of what populism is? Give an example of left-wing populism, right-wing populism, and faux populism. Is that possible?
Yeah, but well, there's a lot of different definitions of populism, and generally speaking, what it means is appealing to people at some foundational or fundamental level, bringing the people, I guess, the populace, the populi, the voice of the people, the vox populi. Now the left-wing populism tends to be, why is not government doing things for us? Right-wing populism tends to be, why is government not doing things for us white people? I think they're both kind of the same thing, except that the right-wing populism has this huge racial component to it. Also, right-wing populism tends to, for example, when you had the Koch network and other right-wing billionaires funding the Tea Party movement to try to stop Obamacare, which weirdly was a program that was developed by the Heritage Foundation, as a conservative national health care program. But they didn't, these right-wing billionaires didn't even want that, because they just didn't think the government should do anything to help the average person. So they tried to launch what was a right-wing populist movement, this whole Tea Party movement. I don't know, I'm kind of struggling here, Kato. There's no simple, but am I making sense?
Yeah, but now this, I would like this cleared up, because it keeps getting used, and like, what's a faux populism? I really would like
Well, that's
like
a person
this.
Who pretends to be acting in the interest of the people, but is actually operating in the interest of, for example, right-wing billionaires or big corporations or something.
What would be a left-wing populist idea?
Keno, I lost you.
Tom, are you there?
Back. Yeah, you're back.
Okay, what would be an example of a left-wing populist idea?
Well, I think, Social Security, Medicare, unions. Huey Long was a left-wing populist. And if you really want to know left-wing populism, go read his speech, Every Man's a King. It's all over the internet. It's easy to find. And, it was basically, we're gonna take from the rich and give to the poor. It was kind of a Robin Hood, thing. And then the right-wing populism, it tends to be more phony populism, unless it's in its purest form, which is just pure racism and white supremacy. Anyway. Keno, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. It's a great question. And coming up with a name for the deep state right-wingers still buried in the Justice Department, that's a really good suggestion. I, I'm going to think about that over the weekend. Keno, thank you very much. Ronnie in Los Angeles. Hey, Ronnie, what's on your mind today?
Thanks for taking my call. When it comes to Biden in the Middle East, he's in a damned if you do and a damned if you don't.
You're right.
If he does something to help the Jewish Israel, then the Jews say, I'm not going to support him. If he does something to help the Palestinian, then vice versa. If he does something to help the Palestinians, then the Jews don't support him. Okay. And here's the problem. What people are not really drilling down to is this, is that I get what's been happening over there in Israel and Palestine. That's been going on since I've been a little boy at the foot of my mother's bed, and I'm 66 years old. And that has, when it really comes down to it, that has no real true effect on what's happening here in America, dealing with the homeless situation, dealing with unfair taxes or however the craziness is going on. And people say, well, I'm not going to vote for Biden. Well, if you don't vote for Biden, you think you're hurting Biden? Biden's just going to leave office and live out his golden years very well. But if you vote for this other fool, especially when it comes to African Americans saying it and Muslims American, Islamic Americans saying it, or Islamic people, you got to look at it this way. What did he do when he first got in office? The first thing he had was an Islamic ban.
Trump.
So the only people that are going to be hurt, yeah, Trump. The only people that's going to be hurt by saying, I am not going to vote and I'm not, you're not hurting Biden.
No, you're hurting black people, you're hurting Muslims, you're hurting Hispanics, you're hurting Asians, you're hurting gay people.
You're hurting poor white people.
Exactly.
He's hurting the common, by not doing that, hurting the common man. So I just think this, I'm not going to vote. Well, in the end, that's what the right wants you to do anyway.
Yep, and always has, and always has. This is the old Paul Weyrich, you know, I don't want everybody to vote. Elections are not won by the majority of people, never have been, and never will be. In fact, our leverage in the elections candidly goes up as the voting populace goes down. Excellent, Ronnie. Excellent. Thank you. Great rant. Thank you. We'll be right back. It's 46 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls. Stay with us.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-463-4295. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-463-4295 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-463-4295 to see if you qualify. That's 800-463-4295.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Hey, it's February. That's Heart Health Month, among other things, and I would encourage you and those you care about to take some steps to improve your heart health. More than half our population would still benefit from blood pressure support. I do. Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure, and they even promote healthy heart energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. Because I want to be healthy, I've been using Superbeats Heart Chews for years. Support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free one-month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. Yep, T-H-O-M, loves, B-E-E-T-S.com. And I do love beets. I love to eat them, but I particularly love Super Beets Heart Chews. They're so good. TomLovesBeets.com. Check it out. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. John in Long Island, New York. Hey, John, what's up?
Yes, hi, Tom. You talk a lot about Citizens United on your show, you know, and how it's almost like legal bribery.
It is legal bribery.
Right. But one thing I can't get in my head, and you're probably the perfect person that could probably answer this question, I get how the process corrupts politicians in a way that can get them reelected with all of this money. But can they benefit financially with actual cash? You know what I mean? Hmm. Getting reelected to the House, you know, it's not the biggest salary in the world. So why do they want to get reelected so bad? Can they get cash somehow? That's
sure.
My question.
There's a bunch of ways. Number one, they have access to insider information that they can use to trade in the stock market. The average return on stock investments for members of Congress is vastly higher than even the geniuses on Wall Street. You know, they know when some big company is about to get a contract or not, and they've exempted themselves from the stock trading laws
by and large. There have been efforts to reverse that, but they have not been fully successful. So that's one. Number two, the members of Congress themselves, when they retire, are looking at the possibility of earning big bucks. Paul Ryan, I think, as I recall, he's making $5 million a year. I might be wrong, but you know, you retire from Congress, and there's a big paycheck waiting for you, particularly with industries that you've helped out. Number three, your spouse can do well. I can't speak to any individual members of Congress, but I know John Roberts' wife, this on the Supreme Court, has made over $10 million from law firms that argue in front of the Supreme Court. And Clarence Thomas's wife was making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year from the billionaires who run the Heritage Foundation. So, presumably members of Congress, right now, for example, Tulsi Gabbard's sister is getting big bucks from Kyrsten Sinema to provide security for her. It's a whole little incestuous, you know, thing. So there's a bunch of ways that members of Congress, but the biggest way is if you do favors for particular industries, they take care of you when you're out of office. That's the big one. So.
I see. Right. Okay. All right. Great.
Thanks a lot, John. Good hearing from you. Brian in Minneapolis. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Tom, you asked the caller just earlier about what the Democrats should be talking about in this campaign. And when you think about it, there's 67 million Social Security recipients in this country. There's 181 million people paying into the system. 9 out of 10 people over age 65 are receiving some form of Social Security benefits. If the Democrats would just step up and say, we are going to raise the cap on Social Security, we're going to secure it for years ever after, and we are going to manage the funds in the future the same as they have been managed in the past, and they can forget about talking about how the economy worked last time. The women are going to take care of the abortion issue, and that's just a simple campaign slogan. And if all the Democrats would just put their shoulder to that issue, and I'm telling you, it's a popular issue.
The Social Security. Yeah, I mean, there has been legislation to raise the cap on Social Security introduced in every single Congress probably for most of my lifetime. And it's getting more and more traction these days because the Democrats are starting to take it seriously. But, you know, obviously the group that is most opposed to that are the wealthy people, you know, because they don't want to have to start paying Social Security taxes. If you make more than $160,000 a year right now, you don't pay a penny into Social Security after that first $160,000. So, you know, after the first six seconds of the new year, Elon Musk stops paying into Social Security. So these rich
folks. I realize that, Tom.
Yeah.
There's 67 million people that are receiving benefits, and those should all be Democratic votes.
I agree.
Just assure those.
I agree.
People.
They're not, but they should be. Brian, thank you for the call. Excellent suggestion. House Democrats are urging Biden to get ready to replace Louis DeJoy. I'll tell you about that right after the break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
It's no secret that some Valentine's gifts require basically no thought, like flowers. Problem is, your special someone also knows they require no thought. I have two awesome gift suggestions that are not only super easy to order, but you'll get rave reviews for your thoughtfulness and taste. I'm talking about super soft and luxurious loungewear and pajamas from Cozy Earth, the brand featured on Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. Their popular bamboo pajama set, made from viscose from bamboo, for example, are super soft, stylish, and naturally temperature regulating, so she'll sleep comfortable all night. And you can't go wrong with their bamboo joggers. They have all the coziness of pajamas that she can wear just about anywhere. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. You're golden with anything you order from Cozy Earth this Valentine's Day. And now you can save up to 35% on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels, and more. All backed by a 10-year warranty. Just go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM for up to 35% off. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, everybody, this is Aaron from the Todd Albaugh Show, just letting you know that Todd will be back on Monday with a brand new show, so tune in then from noon to 2.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC